All right, so today we're diving deep
Oh,
into the
nice.
world of sleep,
Okay.
but specifically how your
Yeah.
mattress can
Okay.
impact sleep disorders.
Interesting.
So
Yeah.
we've got your sources here. And let me tell you,
Okay.
some surprising stuff in here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah, it's amazing how much we're learning these days
Yeah.
about sleep and the connection
Right.
to our health. It's
Yeah.
really fascinating. Your sources
Yeah.
covered a range of common sleep
Yeah.
disorders. So let's start there.
Okay.
Just to make sure we're all on
Yeah.
the same page.
Definitely. Yeah. With the sources mentioned insomnia. I think a lot of people can relate to,
Oh, yeah.
those nights when your mind just won't turn off,
Oh, tell me about it.
or you wake up at 3 a.m.
Yep.
and just can't fall back asleep.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those sleepless nights, they can really impact
Oh, yeah.
your day to day, you
Big
know.
time.
Another one that your research highlighted was sleep apnea, where your breathing actually
Oh,
pauses
wow.
during sleep. It
Right.
can lead to like snoring and just
Oh.
feeling completely drained,
Oh.
even after a full night's sleep.
Yeah, it sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, it is.
The sources also mentioned restless leg syndrome or RLS.
Yeah.
I can only imagine
It's
how
tough.
frustrating that would be.
Yeah.
That constant urge to move
Yeah.
when you're trying to
And
relax.
actually, it really disrupts both falling asleep and staying asleep.
Oh, I
And
bet.
then there's
That's
narcolepsy,
right.
where your brain
Yeah.
struggles to regulate those sleep-wake cycles, leading to excessive daytime sleepiness.
Oh, wow.
And even sometimes those sudden sleep attacks, it can really
Oh, God.
impact someone's quality of
It
life.
sounds like all of these disorders
Yeah.
have a huge
Oh,
impact
for sure.
on sleep quality.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's where the mattress comes in, right? It's not
It's
just,
more than just comfort.
yeah, it's not just about comfort.
Right.
The sources really emphasize that, the right mattress can actually help manage
Yeah, I
some of these conditions.
think of your mattress like the foundation
Okay.
for a good night's sleep.
Okay.
And if that foundation's off,
Yeah.
it can worsen the symptoms and make it even harder
Right.
to get the rest you need.
So how do we go about choosing
Well, I think it
our first?
starts with
Yep.
understanding with sleep position.
Okay.
The sources talked about
Yeah.
different sleep positions, different materials. Is there a connection? Absolutely.
Interesting.
You know, it starts with how your sleep position affects your spine.
Right.
Like, for example, if you're a back sleeper, you need a mattress that supports the natural curve of your
Okay.
lumbar spine.
Gotcha.
A medium mattress
Okay.
and often does the trick because it provides
Yeah.
both support and contouring.
What about side sleepers?
Yeah, good question.
I'm a side sleeper.
Okay.
And I've always wondered if there's a
And
specific type.
side sleepers need something that
Okay.
cushions those pressure points,
Okay.
especially at the hips and
Yeah.
shoulder. Something too firm can push on those areas,
Yeah.
causing discomfort,
Oh, I bet.
even pain.
Yes.
So a softer mattress or one with targeted pressure relief zones
Okay.
can make a big
That
difference.
makes sense.
Yeah.
And stomach sleepers, I
Yeah.
imagine
Yep.
they need something different altogether.
Well, stomach sleeping can actually put a lot of strain
Okay.
on your lower back,
Interesting.
because it tends to flatten the natural curve
Right.
of your spine.
Gotcha.
So a firmer mattress can help prevent your hips from
Okay.
sinking too low, which can throw your spine out of alignment,
Right.
lead to back pain.
So once we've figured out our sleep position, how do we navigate this world
Well,
of mattress
there are a lot of
materials?
choices. You
Yeah.
got memory foam, latex, and innerspring.
The sources mention those, yeah.
Yeah, and each one has its own
Okay.
set of benefits and drawbacks.
Okay.
Memory foam is known for that
Yeah.
body-hugging feel, which can be amazing for pressure relief.
Yeah.
Remember those mornings you wake up
Oh, yeah.
with a stiff neck?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Memory foam could be the solution you've been searching for.
Interesting.
It can also be particularly beneficial for people with RLS because the contouring helps to minimize those
Older.
restless sensations in your legs.
Gotcha.
Imagine your legs just sinking gently into the
Oh,
mattress,
yeah.
cradled and supported.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah. What about latex?
Yeah, the sources mentioned that it's hypoallergenic and
Yeah.
naturally responsive. What does that even mean?
So latex is a great option for people with allergies
Okay.
because it naturally resists
Yeah.
dust, mites, and mold.
Interesting.
And when we say it's responsive,
Yeah.
we mean that it bounces back quickly to its original shape.
Gotcha.
Unlike memory foam,
Right.
which takes a bit longer
Yeah.
to re recover,
Right. Okay.
so this responsiveness can make it easier to move around in bed, can be helpful for people with sleep apnea,
Interesting.
as changing positions can sometimes
Yeah.
open up those airways.
Okay, so memory foam's more contouring.
More contouring, yeah.
Lickest is more bouncy.
Exactly.
Okay, what about the good old-fashioned
Yeah.
innerspring? I feel like that's classic, the type of mattress I grew up with.
InnoSpring mattresses are known for that classic springy feel,
yeah,
and excellent airflow, mm-hmm, making them a good choice for hot sleepers.
Oh, okay.
They can also provide good support, especially if they have a higher poil count.
Gotcha.
However, they may not offer the same level of pressure relief as memory foam or latex.
Okay.
Which could be a factor.
Yeah.
For people with certain sleep disorders.
That's amazing.
There's a lot to it.
How much goes into choosing the right mattress?
I'm
already feeling
it's a whole science.
More informed.
Yeah.
And we haven't even gotten to firmness levels yet.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Oh, boy.
We're just getting started. Buckle up.
Already. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've talked sleep positions. Mm. We've covered materials.
Right.
But how do we know what firmness level is right?
That's a great question.
The sources mentioned finding that Goldilocks zone.
Yeah.
But what does that actually mean?
Well, think of it like this.
Okay.
Your spine has these natural curves in your neck,
uh-huh,
mid back and your lower del.
Okay.
A mattress that's too soft won't support those curves.
Okay.
Properly, leading to a sort of hammock effect.
Interesting.
Where your spine just sags out of alignment.
Oh, wow. This can actually worsen back pain.
Yikes.
And put stress on your joints.
So it's not just about sinking into a cloud of comfort.
Not exactly, no. Right. On the other hand, a mattress that's too firm can create pressure points, especially for side sleepers.
Okay.
Imagine lying on a board.
Oh, gosh.
Your hips and shoulders would just bear the brunt of your weight.
Take a minute.
Leading to aches and pains.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So how do you find that perfect middle ground?
Yeah, how do you?
It really depends on your body weight,
mm-hmm,
your sleep position,
right,
and personal preferences.
Okay.
Someone who's heavier,
mm-hmm,
might need a firmer mattress to get adequate support.
Makes sense.
While someone lighter might find that same mattress unbearably hard.
Right.
It's all about finding what feels best for you.
Right. And speaking of feeling good,
mm-hmm,
the sources also mentioned temperature regulation.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Why is that important?
Well,
especially for people with sleep disorders.
Think about it. When you're overheated or too cold,
it's hard to relax.
It's hard to relax, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Same goes for sleep.
Right.
If you're waking up sweaty or shivering, it's going to disrupt your sleep cycle,
mm-hmm,
especially if you're already dealing with a sleep disorder.
And some sleep disorders can actually make you more sensitive to temperature, right?
Exactly. Yeah. For example, people with sleep apnea often experience night sweats.
Oh, really?
Due to the extra effort their body is putting into breathing.
Makes sense.
And some medications for insomnia or RLS can also affect body temperature regulation.
So what can we do to create a more comfortable sleep temperature?
You want to look for mattresses with breathable materials like latex or those with open cell structures that allow for better air circulation.
Gotcha.
Some mattresses even incorporate other cooling technologies.
Oh, wow.
Like gel-infused memory foam.
Interesting.
Or phase change materials that absorb excess heat.
It's like having a built-in climate control system.
Right.
For your bed.
It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool.
The technology these days.
Yeah. So we've covered sleep positions, materials, firmness, and temperature.
Mm-hmm.
What else should we keep in mind?
Don't forget about trial periods.
Oh, yeah.
And warranties.
Right. The sources emphasize that.
Yeah. And for good reason.
Yeah. It's like sleep insurance, right?
Exactly.
You want to make sure you're covered.
It is.
If the mattress isn't everything you hope for.
A trial period lets you actually sleep on the mattress
in
your own home,
mm-hmm,
with your own sheets and pillows.
Yeah.
See how it really feels.
Right.
And a warranty protects your investment in case there are any defects or issues down the line.
Speaking of investing, I'm curious about something.
Okay.
We talked about choosing the right mattress.
Right.
How long does a mattress actually last?
Well,
is there an expiration date?
That's a good question.
And a good night's sleep?
They don't come with an exact expiration date.
I guess not.
But like any product that gets a lot of use, they do have a lifespan.
So it's not like a forever purchase.
Unfortunately not. Yeah. Most experts recommend replacing your mattress every 7 to 10 years.
Wow. Okay.
Depending on the quality, how well you've cared for it, and any changes in your body or sleep needs.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's something people don't often think about.
Yeah. I think mine might be pushing the limits then.
You might want to.
But how can you tell when it's time for a new one?
Well, there are a few things to watch out for.
Okay.
First, if you're waking up with aches and pains you didn't have before,
okay,
that could be a sign
right.
that your mattress isn't providing adequate support.
Okay.
Over time, those materials can break down, mm-hmm. leading to sagging and loss of shape.
So that morning backache might not just be from sleeping awkwardly.
Exactly. It could be your mattress.
Okay.
Another clue is if you're tossing and turning more than usual,
right.
trying to find a comfortable position,
yeah.
this could indicate that your mattress has developed lumps,
oh.
indentations, or uneven support.
Yeah.
And that can really disrupt your sleep.
And I bet allergies can play a role too.
Absolutely. As a mattress ages,
yeah.
it can become a haven for dust mites,
right.
mold, and other allergies.
Or lice.
Which can trigger allergies and make it harder to breathe.
I can imagine.
While you sleep.
Right.
So if you notice an increase in allergy symptoms, especially in the morning,
yeah.
your mattress could be the culprit.
Okay, so let's say we determined it's time to part ways with our old mattress.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Well, you have a few options.
Okay.
Some retailers will offer to remove your old mattress
right.
when they deliver your new one.
Right.
If
yeah.
that's not an option,
yeah.
you can check with your local waste management
okay.
to see how they handle mattress disposal.
Okay.
Some areas have specific recycling programs.
Oh, that's good to know.
Which is a great way to keep them out of landfills.
Right. So far, we've covered a lot about choosing the right mattress in general.
Yeah.
But I want to circle back to those sleep disorders
okay.
you discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Are there specific mattress recommendations?
That's a great question.
For people dealing with conditions like insomnia?
Yes.
Sleep apnea or RLS?
Definitely. The type of mattress that's best for someone
yeah.
with a sleep disorder will often depend
okay.
on their specific symptoms and needs.
Right.
For example, someone with insomnia who's sensitive to pressure points
mm-hmm.
might benefit from a memory foam mattress
okay.
with excellent contouring.
Yeah.
The way it cradles your body can help alleviate those aches and pains
right.
and keep you tossing and turning at night.
What about people with sleep apnea?
Yeah.
I know that condition can be really disruptive.
It is.
To their sleep.
For sleep apnea sufferers,
yeah.
an adjustable bed base
okay.
can be a game changer.
Really?
Being able to elevate your head can help open up the airways and improve breathing.
Interesting.
Leading to better sleep quality.
Wow.
Some mattresses are even designed to work in conjunction with adjustable bases.
Oh, wow.
Allowing you to customize your sleep position.
So even the bed frame itself
can
play a role.
It plays a role.
In managing sleep disorder.
For sure.
This is fascinating.
Yeah. What about restless leg syndrome?
Yeah. Are there any specific mattress recommendations for that?
RLS can be tough.
Yeah.
Because that urge to move your legs
right.
can make it hard to relax.
I bet.
And fall asleep.
Yeah.
A mattress with good pressure relief.
Okay.
Like memory foam or LaTeX might help minimize okay. those uncomfortable sensations.
Right.
Additionally, some people with RLS
yeah.
find that a weighted blanket provides that sense of calming pressure.
Oh, interesting.
That can help reduce those urges.
It sounds like there's a lot to consider.
There is.
When choosing the right mattress.
It's a big decision.
Especially if you're dealing with a sleep disorder.
For sure.
But it's definitely worth putting in the effort. Right?
Absolutely.
A good night's sleep can make such a difference.
It really can.
In our overall health and well-being.
It's not just about feeling rested.
Right.
Quality sleep impacts everything.
Yeah.
From our mood and energy levels
right.
to our cognitive function.
Wow.
And immune system.
Amazing how much we're learning.
I know. It's an exciting time.
About the importance of sleep.
It is.
And now that we've covered so much ground.
Yeah.
What would you say is the key takeaway for our listener?
I think the key takeaway is that
choosing a mattress, you know, isn't just about finding something comfy.
Yeah.
It's really an investment.
It is.
In your overall health and well-being.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to manage a sleep disorder.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
It's about understanding how you sleep, your body type.
Right.
And your sleep disorder symptoms
yeah.
influence what type of mattress
right.
is going to support your sleep best.
And it's not just about the yeah. physical aspects either.
No, not so.
The source has also touched on the importance of
yeah.
the sleep environment
uh-huh.
and how it can impact our mental and emotional state.
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
Your bed isn't just a place to sleep.
Right.
It's a sanctuary.
I like that.
That space to relax and recharge.
Yeah.
You know, the feel of a mattress, the softness of your sheets,
yeah.
the ambient temperature,
yeah.
all of these things contribute
right.
to a sense of comfort and security
right.
that can really promote restful sleep.
It's like creating a sleep oasis.
Exactly.
A space that's designed
yeah.
to help you unwind. And let go of the day's stresses.
I love that. A sleep oasis. That's perfect.
Right.
And the mattress is the foundation of that oasis.
Yeah.
It's where you sink in, you let go, and you allow yourself to drift off and sleep.
Speaking of drifting off.
Yeah.
all this talk about mattresses is making me want
to
take a nap.
Me too.
But before we wrap up,
yeah.
is there anything else you want to emphasize?
I think the most important thing is to empower yourself with knowledge.
Okay.
You've already done a great job, you know, gathering all these sources and digging into the research.
Right.
Now it's time to apply that knowledge.
Okay, how do we do that?
Visit mattress showrooms, talk to experts, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
That's good advice.
Get out there and do.
And remember those trial periods?
Yes, the trial periods are key.
There's no substitute for actually spending a few nights on a mattress.
Exactly. You got to try it out for yourself.
Yeah, to see how it feels.
In your own home, in your own environment.
Right.
Take your time, do your homework, and don't settle for anything less than a mattress that helps you achieve the restful sleep you deserve.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
I know I'm walking away.
Me too.
With a whole new appreciation.
Yeah.
Like the power of a good mattress.
I hope our listeners feel empowered to prioritize their sleep.
Yeah.
Make informed decisions.
Absolutely.
About their sleep environment.
Yeah.
You know, a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself.
I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Into the world of sleep and mattresses.
Absolutely.
We'll,
sleep well, everyone.
Catch you on the next episode.
CEPI.